pouting. Yeah, that was so him. He'd been learning to use his powers, and had been trying to control a very young Simmy who had never been in the human world before. Those early years after Artemis had brought him back had been hard and frightening, and he'd had no one to turn to. His mother had been bitter and irrational every time he tried to speak to her. Artemis had nagged without cessation. If Savitar hadn't appeared to him to show him how to channel and use his powers, he'd have been completely lost. But that was the past, and he couldn't change it. All he could do was make sure that no one hurt his daughter from this point forward. Simmy! He'd barely finished the call before Simmy appeared before him.
Akri!
She beamed in delight. Can you come home now? He cast a malevolent stare at Artemis. Not right now, but I have an assignment for you. She looked a bit confused.
You do?
Yeah. I apparently have someone I need you to watch over. I want you to make sure nothing at all happens to her. Do you understand? Simmy paled.
You don't want the Simmy to watch over the bitch goddess, do you? 'Cause, no offense, Akri, that would just be wrong, and I love you, but that's more love than the Simmy has for anything, even Diamondique.
He smiled at her honesty. Not Artemis, Sim. I need you to watch over a woman named Katra. She scowled at his request.
Akra Cat?
A bad feeling went through him. You know her? She became antsy, which was never a good thing. Artemis made a sound of disgust. He knows she's his daughter, Twit. Simmy turned on her with an arch look.
Twit? Moi? The Simmy? Why, I do believe the bitch goddess has done gone and gotten herself confused. She thinks she's me. Not that I blame her, all women want to be me because of my beauteousness, and the fact that I have such stylish clothing and sparklies, but believe me, I ain't no heifer goddess. Oh, please, you stupid demon, like I would ever want to be you.
Simmy's eyes flashed dark so fast that Ash barely had time to grab her and hold her back from eating the bitch goddess. No, Sim, leave her alone. Then he looked at Artemis. Insult her again, and she's the least of your concerns. Artemis scoffed. You can't hurt me. You're right. I can't. But you never said I couldn't give you over to my girl here. Simmy laughed happily.
Ooh, I finally get to eat the bitch goddess. Oh, goody!
Artemis vanished. Instantly. Ash would have taken satisfaction in that if he wasn't so upset. He released Simmy and turned her to face him. You knew about my daughter? She lowered her chin like a child afraid of a spanking, something he'd never done to her.
Is Akri angry at his Simmy?
He pulled her to him and held her against his chest. How could I be angry at you? She was the only thing in his life that had ever loved him without conditions or embarrassment. But it still didn't stop him from being hurt that she'd kept this secret. I just wish you'd told me.
But the Queen Goddess said it would make you cry to know. She said it would hurt you so much, like she hurts, 'cause she can't have you with her. I didn't want you to sit and cry like Akra does.
He tightened his hold on her. I know, Sim. It's okay. She pulled back to look up at him.
Are you sad, Akri?
A little. She took his hand into hers.
The Simmy didn't mean to hurt you, Akri.
Oh, baby, you didn't hurt me. I'll be all right.
Okay, she said gently. 'Cause if you're not all right, I'll eat the heifer goddess for you, make it all better.
He smiled at her. You can't do that. She pouted.
Just a little nip. Maybe her heel or a finger. She'd never miss it, unless she went to pick something up, and then, well, who cares? Well, maybe you, but no one else would.
No, Sim, your little nips are the size of a shark bite. I need you to find Katra for me and guard her.
Oh, the Simmy knows right where she is. I just left her.